Welcome to Treasure the Word. Here are some insights on Matthew 7:8. Authority in word and deed. The crowd's verdict on the Sermon on the Mount was immediate. Jesus taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. 7:29. Chapter 8 answers the obvious follow-up question: does his authority extend beyond words? With a rapid sequence of miracles that leaves no doubt. But first, chapter 7 closes the sermon with a handful of teachings that are among the most quoted and most misquoted in all of Scripture. "Do not judge, or you too will be judged," is regularly deployed to silence any correction whatsoever. But the context tells a different story. Jesus is not forbidding discernment. He immediately calls his hearers to recognize wolves in sheep's clothing and to evaluate teachers by their fruit, which requires judgment of exactly the kind the opening verse seems to forbid. What he is forbidding is hypocritical judgment, in which we hold others to a standard we exempt ourselves from, and condemning judgment, which seeks someone's destruction rather than their restoration. The goal of every biblical correction, elsewhere spelled out in careful, escalating steps, is always to win a brother back, never to win an argument. The same chapter's promise to ask, and it will be given to you, has likewise been stretched by some into a guarantee of health and wealth for anyone with sufficient faith. But Jesus' own illustration corrects the distortion before it can take root. Even an imperfect earthly father does not hand his hungry child a stone or a snake merely because a request was made. He gives good gifts. Our confidence is not that every specific request will be granted exactly as asked, but that our Father, who knows infinitely better than any earthly parent what is actually good for us, will always give what is good. Believers who have prayed for healing that never came and found instead a deeper, harder-won dependence on Christ through the trial itself understand this distinction in a way theory alone cannot teach. Then, without transition, Jesus descends the mountain and begins to heal. A leper who approaches with humble uncertainty, "If you are willing," a Gentile centurion whose faith in Jesus' mere word amazes even Jesus himself, Peter's fevered mother-in-law, and by evening all who were demon-possessed, healed with nothing but a word. Matthew is careful to note that this healing ministry fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy that the Messiah would bear our infirmities, not because Jesus personally experienced each disease he cured, but because every sickness in this world traces back to sin, and Jesus was on his way to bear sin itself once for all on the cross. The miracles were previews of a healing far larger than the merely physical one they displayed. Before the chapter ends, Jesus calms a raging storm on the Sea of Galilee with nothing but a rebuke, prompting his disciples' question, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." It is the same authority the crowds recognized in his teaching, now displayed over creation itself. A king whose word governs the human heart, the human body, and the natural world alike, with equal and total command. Discussion questions 1. "Judge not" is often used to silence any correction. What is the difference between the hypocritical, condemning judgment Jesus forbids and the loving, restorative correction he elsewhere commands? 2. "Have you ever prayed earnestly for something good and received instead something you did not ask for but later recognized as the better gift? What did that teach you about trusting God's judgment over your own requests?" The leper approached Jesus uncertain whether he would heal him, only certain that he could. How does that distinction between can and will shape the way you currently bring a specific need to God? 4. Jesus' authority extended from teaching to healing to command over nature itself. Which of these 3 domains do you find hardest to actually trust him with in your own life right now? Thank you for spending this time in Matthew 7-8. Until next time, keep treasuring the word.